Up all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline, 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718 for free information. 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718.
Senior Solutions Specialist. Commerce, Sirius Computer Solutions Incorporated, Maryland Heights, Missouri. Provide advanced software development, application administration, and or database administration solutions. Full-time position that will require travel to company meetings at company offices and off-site client meetings work as needed throughout the U.S. Telecommuting, remote living allowed from anywhere in the U.S. Must have a bachelor's degree or equivalent in computer science, management information systems, engineering, or a related field. Will accept a bachelor's degree equivalency prepared by a qualified credentials evaluation service and at least 5 years of information technology experience, including experience developing e-commerce websites using IBM WebSphere Commerce Suite. Send resumes to Bud Bowen, AV 10100, Reunion Place, Suite 500, San Antonio, Texas, 78216.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. Now, John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Bowen Dental Care wants to remind you that February is National Children's Dental Month. If you teach your kids about taking care of your teeth early, it will last them a lifetime. National Children's Dental Month, courtesy of BOAIN, BowenDentalCare.com.
Wipers are a driver's best friend. So how are yours looking? Right now, buy two Bosch Icon wiper blades and save $10 instantly at Advance Auto Parts.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and it's now your chance to join us as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS is the phone number. Toll free, it's 1-888-550-KTRS. As I said many times, I have to stop saying toll free because that phrase has no meaning whatsoever in the digital phone age. You just tell your phone what number to call. You should have it already programmed in there in your contacts list. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is full of questions and categories, all of them with various point values. And if you can get better than 8 points in your category, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With 2 locations in Florissant.
Donuts.
And 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you. They have 3 locations. They have 1 in Florissant, 1 in O'Fallon at M&P, and in St. Peter's right there at Highway 70 and 79. Plus, from Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes and a few movies to choose from there. And I'll let you know what they are if
you choose that prize.
Now, if you get all the points available in your category, that's 15 points. We call it the clean sweep, and we add a bonus prize.
That's right, and we are getting more Candice's gift certificates, so we will have them by next week. So if
Dan is saying that because somebody came by and we were out at the front desk.
Yes, they were, so we're sorry about that. But you get Candice's Italian restaurant and bar at Holloway and Manchester Road right there in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
You know something they would not allow at Candice's? I just got to mention this. A couple days ago, I was in a restaurant, and there weren't very many people in the restaurant. I was just having dinner by myself. And about three tables away, there was another guy, and he was having dinner by himself, and he was, I think, probably playing a video game or something on his phone. But he didn't have earbuds. It wasn't plugged into the phone, and the volume on the phone was up to the loudest it could be. And I was, you know, I'm having my dinner. And I'm actually, my phone was out. I was looking on Twitter or Facebook or something. But it was so annoying because I could hear this guy's phone from three tables away. At one point, I turned to him and said, "Excuse me, sir. Sir, can you turn that down?" And he turns to me and goes, "What? I can't hear you. It's too loud." My point exactly, sir. Not allowed at Candice's. That wasn't at Candice's when it happened, but it will never happen to you there. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Everybody who gets here on the Harris Challenge gets a five-second cheap plug opportunity. We call it the only way you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Go right ahead.
I'm just going to say you're too handsome to be eating dinner by yourself.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories spinning all week long until we push that button and they come falling out, led by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? You can have that. Or, because it's Valentine's weekend, you can have the love category. Or you can have multiple choice Grammys. This year's Grammy Award ceremony will be on Monday night. Which one would you like, Julie?
The love category.
All right. And we've got 60 seconds on the clock and five questions to get through. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was Lucy and Ricky's last name on I Love Lucy?
Ricardo.
Correct. In what state did the toxic-laced community of Love Canal make national news in the mid-1970s?
Yes.
In 1982, Phil Collins had a hit with his cover of You Can't Hurry Love. But who had the original hit in 1966?
Yes.
Which 1990s sitcom's theme was Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage?
Oh, God.
They go together like a horse and carriage.
I know. Oh, man.
Five-pointer. Who played the lead role in the 2011 movie Crazy Stupid Love?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. In what state did the toxic-laced community of Love Canal make national news in the mid-70s?
Oh.
Take a guess.
New York?
It is New York. Oh. How about who did the original of You Can't Hurry Love? It was the Supremes. Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage was the theme of Married with Children.
Okay.
And Crazy Stupid Love starred Steve Carell. Well, Julie, you only got 3 points, and that's below our punishment threshold, so I am going to have to punish you. This week's punishment music was inspired by a story I read about Burger King adding hot dogs to their menu. Grilled hot dogs, which they said they worked for a year and a half to get right, including the grill marks, which to me tells me they're not grilling them in the restaurant. They're putting the grill marks on somewhere else and then microwaving them.
Like they're flame-broiled hamburgers.
Which have the grill marks on them.
Or drawing them on with Sharpie markers.
One of the two. Mm-hmm. But here's what inspired our punishment music. The guy who's in charge of this says he's confident that operations at the restaurants won't be slowed down because team members will watch a couple of training videos narrated by Snoop Dogg. See, hot dog, Snoop Dogg. And they also have training videos for this narrated by Charo, Dan's one-time teenage fantasy girl.
My goodness.
Charo.
Oh, my Lord.
And she's our punishment music for today.
Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Oh, Julie hung up.
She can really take a little bit. Okay. Don't you worry about what's on the bun. They're going to customize it for the hot dogs at Burger King. All right, Julie's gone. Let's meet our next contestant. That's you, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just looking forward to a three-day weekend. Probably going to Hidden Valley. Take advantage of skiing.
You taking Monday off?
Yep, Monday off for President's Day.
Okay, very nice. Let's see what we have here for the categories. Have you been paying attention? That's still up there. Or you can have multiple choice Grammys. Or, because it is going to be President's Day, and today is Abe Lincoln's birthday, we have multiple choice Lincoln. Which one would you like?
I'll go multiple choice Lincoln.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Jeff, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state was he born in? Illinois, Kentucky, or Georgia?
Kentucky.
Correct. In which state did he serve in the state legislature? Illinois, Kentucky, or Georgia?
Illinois.
Correct. He was the first man elected president from which political party? Democrat, Republican, or Whig?
Republican.
Correct. Where did Lincoln give a speech that began 47 years ago? Was it in Pennsylvania, Virginia, or Maryland?
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Correct. Which of these was not signed into law by President Abraham Lincoln? The first U.S. income tax, the formation of the Department of Agriculture, or making George Washington's birthday a federal holiday?
George Washington's birthday.
That did not become a federal holiday until 1885, Jeff, and you've got yourself a clean sweep and a Candice's gift certificate. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get that, and I will go on to our next contestant, and that's you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Paul?
Good.
AM from the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'll plug Johnny Londoff, Chip, and Ron up at the dealership. We bought a new car Monday, so they were great.
Good. Glad to hear it. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Multiple choice Grammys, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
Multiple choice Grammys.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who has the most Grammys for solo male artist? Paul Simon, Billy Joel, or Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder.
Correct. Who has the most Grammys for solo female artist? Diana Ross, Alison Krauss, or Mariah Carey?
Diana Ross.
Alison Krauss. Who holds the record for most Grammys by a group? The Beatles, the Foo Fighters, or U2?
U2.
Correct. Who has the most Grammy nominations without a win? Snoop Dogg, Katy Perry, or Joe Satriani?
Katy Perry.
Snoop. Who is the only performer to win Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year at the same Grammys? Christopher Cross, Cyndi Lauper, or Adele? Take
Adele.
A guess. Did you say Adele?
Yes.
You should have said Christopher Cross.
I knew that.
But you decided to give the wrong answer?
Exactly. I like Dookie.
Okay.
Dookie.
All right. By the way, Snoop is up for his 17th time. Joe Satriani, 15. Katy Perry, 13. Alison Krauss has 27 Grammys, and Stevie Wonder has 22 Grammys. And how many points does Mike have? He got the one-pointer and the three-pointer. By my simple arithmetic, that's 4. And yes, punishment worthy itself. Those lyrics were to you?
No.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Oh, as a teenage boy, Dan would have been so excited to hear Charo say that to him.
Oh, man. I saw her.
I don't know.
At the Fox.
I mean, I know Charo's accent is very thick.
Yes.
I don't know if she would be the best choice to host a training video.
Like you're
people
great.
Are supposed to be paying attention to the directions and how to.
Also, I know that they also have Snoop Dogg doing this thing for Burger King, but I do have to ask, at what point do you say to yourself, my career is not going the way I want it to, when you're being called to do training videos for hot dogs at Burger King? Wow. Mike, I appreciate your calling. I hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you guys.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something.
It's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Do you want to say anything to the person who was also celebrating an anniversary with you?
Happy anniversary, honey. I love you.
What's his name?
Roger.
I assumed it was a him.
Yes, it is.
I shouldn't. Okay. Well, Kathy and Roger, I hope you have a very nice anniversary with the fabulous prizes Kathy's about to win in one of these two categories. Have you been paying attention? Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
We'll go with the first one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Kathy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which presidential candidate's campaign has pulled an attack ad after discovering that one of the actresses in it had done porn?
Cruz?
Correct. According to a new study by the Peterson Institute for International Economics, what will hiring more female bosses lead to? Higher profits, more vacation time, or better insurance rates?
More vacation.
Higher profits. Which Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Harper Lee will become a Broadway play written by Aaron Sorkin next year?
Pass.
In what Asian country did both an elephant and a tiger go on a rampage on different days this week? Think elephant and tiger, where would they be?
Asia? Africa?
In what Asian country?
What Asian country?
Yeah.
China?
India. In what country will astronomer Mary Somerville become the only woman besides the Queen to appear on its currency? I'm going to give you a chance, multiple choice. Scotland, Australia, or Canada?
Canada.
Scotland.
Oh.
And Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, which Aaron Sorkin is going to adapt for Broadway. So
I was not paying attention.
By the way, apparently not. The porn actress in the Ted Cruz video, which was an attack commercial against Marco Rubio, her name is Amy Lindsay, and she has been in such Cinemax-worthy movies as Carnal Wishes and Forbidden Sins.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can't do that.
I haven't seen those.
Can't do that and be in a Ted Cruz commercial. Kathy, that's all you got. 1 point, so I'm going to have to punish you as well. Charo?
I feel so strong that I can disguise all mine.
My ears are strong and I can't beat guys? Is that what she just said?
I think so. She opened for Jerry Lewis at the Fox and I went there and saw her.
Did she do her flamenco guitar thing?
Yes, she was unbelievable on guitar.
Finish the verse. Yes, we could have fun just rubing around. What?
Rubing.
I don't know what that means. Kathy, despite all of that, I hope you and Roger have a great anniversary.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much for playing. And here's our final contestant today. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
Amen
the PM. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate that. Do you want to plug anything?
Oh, yeah, I need a job. I got laid off by the government the second time.
Oh, wow. What kind of job are you looking for?
Accounting.
Accounting job.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe account temps? I don't know. I'm not really good at this sort of thing. I'm sorry to say, Debbie, but maybe we can make your day a little bit better if you can win something here in our final category, which is called No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
Okay.
Let's find out. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two Republican candidates officially suspended their presidential campaigns this week?
I can't think of her name.
You want to pass?
I can't think of her name.
All right. Well, go to the two-pointer, Debbie. Who was named the MVP of Super Bowl 50 on Sunday?
Oh, my God. The guy that made all the plays.
Yes. Let's go to the three-pointer. What war-torn Middle Eastern country's president has vowed to retake his entire nation? Just name the country.
Syria
is right. And we're going to run out of time before I get to the next question. I have to ask our judges, can we accept for the MVP of Super Bowl 50 that guy who made all those plays?
Man,
No.
I don't think so.
No, unfortunately, he had to come up with the name Von Miller. And for the Republican candidates who dropped out this week, you said Chris Christie, but you couldn't remember Carly Fiorina. Don't feel bad. Nobody else can either, Debbie. You know what? I'm going to give you a bonus question here just to make you feel a little bit better. I want to see if you can guess this one, okay? Which car company introduced a model this week called Centenario? Centenario, which will go as fast as 210 miles an hour and cost $2.4 million.
Was that Tesla?
It was Lamborghini.
Oh.
Lamborghini. They are making 40 limited edition cars, and they're all sold out already, Dan. I'm sorry. You won't be able to get yours.
Oh, man. Can you get 0% financing?
Yes, for 2.4 million years.
Okay.
You paid off at a buck a year for 2.4 million years. Oh, Debbie, you got President Assad in Syria for 3 points, but that's all. And so we're going to have to go to quadruple punishment this week.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever.
Sing it with her, Debbie.
Enjoy your weekend of rubbing. All right, Debbie, thanks for playing. Have a good weekend. And good luck finding a job soon, too. I hope that works out for you. We'll play the Harris Challenge again next Friday, right here around 5:15. And, of course, you can always go back to the archives and play previous editions you may have missed by getting them on my website, harrisonline.com. We'll take a break, and then Mike Evans will report on Hollywood, and I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads in the news next on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
And I double dog dare Tim Weiland to sing you the traffic. Go ahead, Tim.
You can double dog dare all you want.
Yeah.
I won't do it. You can't make me. Hey, we've got a new crash on northbound 270 now. It's right at Missouri Bottom. You do have a couple of lanes that are blocked, and you're now backed up approaching Highway 370. A lot of volume headed that way, though, so it should back up even more. We do have eastbound 270 slowing east of McDonald through Highway 170. Northbound 170 is pretty slow from 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 270, stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. We have eastbound 40 traffic is virtually thinned out to the Poplar Street Bridge, but westbound, you're jamming up from Grand all the way out through McCausland. You're heavy again from Dallas out through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by Burger King. If you like a rich buttery sauce, then you'll love the new extra long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. And right now they're just $2 for $5. The extra long buttery cheeseburger only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-795-5304 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-795-5304 and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-795-5304. That's 800-795-5304. Call now.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-577-6026. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-577-6026. That's 1-800-577-6026.
Is hearing loss holding you back from enjoying the things you love in life? Well, now you can break free from all the frustration with this incredible free offer from the makers of Listen Clear. Because right now, we'll give you a free in-home trial of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. That's right, a free trial plus free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call right now, 1-800-300-5440. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So break free from your hearing loss now and start hearing everything more clearly again with this incredible free offer. A 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-300-5440. That's 1-800-300-5440. 1-800-300-5440.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. It's time for our President's Day sale, and we're pulling out all the stops. We have specials on carpet, on waterproof flooring, laminate, wood, and luxury vinyl tile. Let's start with Smart Strand Silk, Mohawk's softest, most luxurious fiber, starting at just $3.99 a square foot, completely installed. That's the lowest price we've ever offered on Smart Strand Silk. We also have Shaw Anso Nylon, starting at just $3.99, completely installed. Luxury vinyl tile for just $4.99 installed. Low prices are just the beginning. We also pull up your old carpet and haul it away and move your furniture free. And there's more. 12 months interest-free financing, and we're going to cover the tax by giving you a discount equal to the tax. If you've been waiting for the right sale to buy flooring, this is it. Low prices, free pull-up and furniture moving, 12 months free financing, and pay no tax. It just doesn't get any better than this. So hurry in, now through President's Day.
Come on down to Edwards.
Chocolate-covered strawberries are back for Valentine's Day at Russell Stover Candies. Thrill your Valentine with a gift of fresh strawberries hand-dipped in luscious chocolate and packaged in a beautiful red heart box. Russell Stover chocolate-covered strawberries are the most romantic Valentine's Day gift you can give. Russell Stover Candies has two area locations in Fairview Heights, just south of I-64 at exit 12, and in De Pere, just east of I-270 at exit 9.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another $1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another $1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans, the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience. Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Join in the fun this Friday and Saturday at the largest indoor yard sale at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $5 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free.
It's the largest indoor yard sale this Friday evening and Saturday till 2 p.m.
at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052
or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
Hi, Damian Girard here, your host of the Girard Realty Show, which airs every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The purpose of the Girard Realty Show is to bring together experts that you need when buying, owning, and selling real estate. Everybody that's involved, from the mortgage professional to the home inspector, but also we have local interest promotions, we have national trends and news about real estate in general, and basically we try to have a good time and talk about real estate in St. Louis area. So tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock to the Girard Realty Show on the Big 550. 50 KTRS.
KTRS is seeking a receptionist to handle administrative duties at the front desk.
Hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays.
Duties include acting as an ambassador for the company while answering phones, greeting guests and visitors in a friendly and professional manner, and performing other clerical and administrative duties.
The ideal candidate will have excellent customer service skills, be personable in demeanor, have a professional appearance, and have proficient computer skills in Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Qualified candidates who possess a background in marketing will have the potential to advance in our media sales department.
Please email your resume to lryan@ktrs.com.
Equal opportunity employer.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great sit-down meal at Annie Gunn's. Great stuff to take home from the smokehouse. And this would be a pretty good weekend to take some soup home, considering tonight it's going to go down to 5 degrees, and I think tomorrow's high is 19, which is why it can only really mentally feel like an Aloha Friday. But here's the man behind that and so much more, live from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
I bet you have better temperatures there than we do here.
Oh, yeah. 80.
Mm.
Oh.
She had George Wallace in the day, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me, but I used to see him a lot, had a few dinners with him. He used to go to all of the boxing matches in Vegas back when I was with the New York Post.
Yeah.
He was just a young, just working lounges back then, I think.
Mm, you know, he did 10 years as a headliner at the Flamingo until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, this was before that. This was during, this was in the late 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
He is funny.
Those days, the days of Ken Norton, mm-hmm. Ali, Vander Holyfield.
Wow.
Larry Holmes.
Yep.
Hi, this is Larry Holmes.
What the hell's that?
Yeah, what was that?
Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns.
Mm-hmm.
Back the last time I saw George Wallace was at the Thomas Hearns Roberto Duran fight.
He's a nice guy.
Was that the No Moss fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question: name the name of the star who, in high school, teachers wrote in a yearbook, "Worst nightmare student I ever have was asked not to even come back to reunions." Amy Schumer, Ellen DeGeneres, Rosie O'Donnell, Ronda Rousey. Movie review! You know, there are 8 Oscar best pictures out there that are running. Go see those. As far as new releases, Deadpool. Did you see it?
No.
It's just nasty and vulgar. Just too nasty and vulgar.
Yeah.
Zoolander, did you see it?
No.
Horrible.
Didn't go see the original, never going to go see the sequel.
The first one was all right. The second one is just, it is just hideous. If the only reason I would recommend going to see it is to 10 minutes after the movie starts, Justin Bieber gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that might be kind of good. You go see him get killed, get your money back.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to wait for somebody to illegally post that on YouTube, and I'll watch it there.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
You still won't like it, except the killing of Justin Bieber.
That's what I mean. I just want to see that one scene. I'm not going to watch the rest of the movie
Good. Odds and ends, Kim Kardashian is bankrolling a friend. Who in the world would go to this John Sheep and bankrolling him to open a school for rich, spoiled, rotten kids that teaches them how to negotiate for best private aviation, using social media to make more money and to get more famous, how to find the best deals on things like diamonds, caviar, and yachts? Nice. I actually need a school for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Has the mustard finally come off a hot dog? I hear that Cocktails with Chloe is going to be canceled.
Oh,
I hope you'll be all right.
That's a shame.
Be strong. There will be a secret meeting this weekend over with some American Olympians. You heard the story yesterday about Hope saying that she would not go to the Olympic Games in Rio because of the Zika virus at Brazil. Now some other Olympians are going to meet this weekend and talk about it as well. The Zika virus, and now this Zachley virus.
Yeah, plus the polluted water down there.
It's horrible.
It could be the worst Olympics ever.
Have you heard about the Zachley virus?
No, what's that?
It's when your breath smells exactly like your butt.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Oh, no.
No, that's exactly.
I'm sorry I fell down in my role as straight man there. I apologize.
New York Post headline, the news... With the news that Disney-owned ESPN is losing millions of subscribers, the usually rich Disney stocks have been taking a beating. New York Post headline screams, Disney, crash cow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was there on this date, 1999, February 12th, when President Clinton was acquitted of perjury, obstruction of justice, and malfeasance of his duties in connection with the Monica Lewinsky affair at the Senate chambers when they handed that thing down. And answered Popquist's question, worst nightmare students said, don't even come back for the reunions, Amy Schumer, Ellen DeGeneres, Rosie O'Donnell, Ronda Rousey.
I'm going to say, because of those four, she has the nice girl image. I'll say Ellen DeGeneres. Ian?
I'll say Amy Schumer.
Oh, man, I was going to do... I'll say Ellen. Also.
Answer's Amy Schumer.
Oh, okay.
Aloha Friday, no, we're doing Monday, we're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Let's see, it's 5 degrees in St. Louis. Give yourself a nice evening. Lily Okalani, Lani, Ani, okay, I love you, and I got
There's Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Before we get to knuckleheads in the news, Dan, where's the Upside Down Band playing this weekend?
Southside Johnny Band is playing at a place called Stash. I believe it's the old Elmo's. It's on Lime Ferry. It's in between Lindbergh.
Is that S-T-A-S-H or Stash, like short for mustache?
Like mustache.
Oh,
short
okay.
for mustache. So it's S-T-A-C-H-E.
Okay.
Got the E on the end. But, yeah, it's from 9 to 1, and we will be there. It's between Lindbergh and Melville High School. Like, if you're going towards Melville High School, it's on the left. It's called Stash. Tomorrow night.
Okay. And speaking of tomorrow night, Mike Evans just mentioned, if you missed the first hour of today's show, we had legendary comedian George Wallace in the studio. He's doing two gigs tomorrow night at Lumiere Place. So you could go to the first George Wallace show and then head down to Stash and see Dan and his band.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
Perfect.
All right, knuckleheads in the news now, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Use the STL taxi app or call them at 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to Daniel Johnson and other contributors for the story of the week from Loxahatchee, Florida. In case you haven't heard of this one, it's a guy named Joshua James who pulled into the Wendy's drive-thru lane and placed an order. And when the woman at the window went to hand him his drink, Josh tossed a 3.5-foot alligator through the window and drove off. Officials came to the store and safely detained the alligator and eventually released him back into the nearby canal. Then they used surveillance footage and eventually spotted James's truck at a nearby 7-Eleven. He told them he had found the alligator on the side of the road, picked it up, and as a prank, threw it at the employees. Good news is the alligator wasn't hurt. Bad news for Josh? He was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. His father says, oh, my son is a good-hearted guy just playing a prank. He's a nature lover who would never do something malicious. Right. Story number two from our colleague Frank Ladd, a story from Melbourne, Australia. Noella Rukundo flew to her native Burundi from Melbourne for her stepmother's funeral. While she was gone, her husband of 11 years, Balenga Kalala, ordered gang members to have her killed. So in Burundi, they abducted her and told her what they'd been hired to do. They even played her the audio of her husband's voice telling them to kill her. But the gang members decided not to murder her because they knew her brother and they didn't believe in killing women. However, they kept the money that Kalala had paid them and told him that she was dead. Meanwhile, back in Melbourne, Kalala, thinking it was a job well done, told everyone his wife had died in Burundi and invited several people to a funeral service for her. Boy, was he shocked when she showed up. He tapped him on the shoulder. He thought she was a ghost. He touched her to make sure she was real, then began screaming. He apologized to her, but that didn't stop the police, who arrested him. He confessed. His explanation, by the way, was he thought she was going to leave him for someone else. No, turns out you're leaving for someplace else. Jail for about 9 years. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for story number three from Hernando, Florida, where Paula Ernst went into a Publix supermarket and put a bunch of items into her shopping cart. When she was finished, she pushed the cart to the front of the store and moved the items into some reusable Publix shopping bags, which she had brought with her. Then she walked out without paying, but not without two Publix employees watching her and writing down her license plate number. She was then contacted at her home by telephone. She agreed to come back to the store where she was arrested. She told deputies she didn't mean to steal the items. The reason she had walked out with the bags full of food was because she had pooped in her pants and was too embarrassed to say anything. Then why didn't you leave the food behind? By the way, there are bathrooms at the Publix. She's been charged with shoplifting and booked into Hernando County Jail. And we finish with a story I heard this week while I was in Las Vegas. You know, there's a thing called the high roller there. I don't mean gamblers who bet a lot of money. I mean, they've got a Ferris wheel behind a hotel called The Link. I could see it out of the windows of the Flamingo where I was staying. It's a big Ferris wheel right near the Strip. And there's a thing called the High Roller Club. You know what the Mile High Club is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the High Roller Club for people doing the same sort of thing. And it turned out that Chloe Scordianos, 21, and Philip Panzica, 27, decided that they would get busy in one of the little cubicles. Now, I'll tell you that these cars of the Ferris wheel can hold up to 40 people, and they have an open bar at night where you can go and have a really, really, really happy hour. But during the day, they don't fill up with people, and there's no open bar. And Chloe and Philip had this particular car of the Ferris wheel to themselves, and they decided to take their clothes off and get busy and also have a smoke. Oh. They were in cabin number 16. The people in cabin 17 didn't seem to notice, according to the police report, but the people in cabin 15 noticed and started shooting video with their cell phones as Chloe lay down on her back and Phil took off his clothes. Well, I don't really need to go into graphic detail, do I? Here's my favorite part of this. Security officers also noticed from the ground and used the intercom to tell them to please put the cigarettes out. And would you also please put your clothes back on?
Oh.
They said they would, but they didn't, and they got back down to business. And when their car finally came around, they were busted. It's not the first time people were spotted having sex in the all-glass cabins of the High Roller. In fact, managers at the Link say public indecency is happening more and more, and they have to figure out a way to stop it, because otherwise it'll impact the reputation and business operations. No, I think it might increase business.
Oh, it'll help.
If you can keep it up, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah.
By the way, Chloe has a lawyer now who says he denies that this was a public sex act. Lawyer Chris Rasmussen says, quote, people who ride the High Roller believe they have an expectation of privacy in the individual cars.
Mm-hmm.
Which are made out of glass!
An expectation.
Yeah. Well, those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or the STL Taxi app.
Do you smoke after sex? I don't know. I never
looked. Please put your cigarettes out. And while we're thinking of things that should be put out, oh, never mind. On behalf of Dan and Ian and Tim and Colin, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend. I'll be here Monday filling in for John Carney on the 1 to 3 show. Hope you'll join me then on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Well, this report's brought to you by Staples. They have great tech for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. So visit staples.com/tech services for details. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Well, they moved that accident on northbound 270 at 370 off to the right shoulder. No delays there. North County has thinned out completely. South County has completely thinned out on southbound 270. The only slowdowns I see right now are from the westbound 40 from approaching Kings Highway around Boyle through McCausland. a little heavy right around 270, and then eastbound 270 or eastbound 40 is slowing from McKnight through Big Bend. And this report also brought to you by Burger King. If you like a rich buttery sauce, then you'll love the new extra long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Right now, they're just $2 for $5. The extra long buttery cheeseburger, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 888-98-STEEL. Call 888-98-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 888-987-8335.
Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone Complete Auto Care. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A new shot could be coming to our area, but can the county afford the new sports venue?
An apartment catches fire after a mother leaves her two young children home alone, the charges that she is now facing.
And an arrest has been made after a man walked up to a group of teenagers and stabbed one of them in the neck.
First on Fox, residents of an O'Fallon, Missouri mobile home park can breathe a little easier tonight. There's late word of an arrest in last night's very strange stabbing of a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, Fox News' Paul Shankman is live at our St. Charles Bureau at the Family Arena with the very latest on this story. Paul?